piece in the Daily Mail's female section about seeing your parents in nip. Now, that will kick off a chat or two around the table, I'd say, this morning. But it is peculiar for people. The lads were chatting upstairs about seeing folks and parents with no clothes on. And we're not talking about elderly folks. We're thinking back when you were a kid, or now that you're a mum or your dad or yourself. Because whatever about on the beach or changing in the swimming pool, changing rooms, what about at home? I was hearing some very peculiar stories today of people had the stories of friends' parents being very open, very, very nudie. In their home, one friend's mum's ironing a blouse in the kitchen with, you know, the boobs hanging out and chatting away as if nothing's wrong. Could do yourself an injury that way, could you not? Or dad's walking straight out of the shower without a towel. No, we can't be doing that. Is it right? Is it wrong? Does it depend on whether you're a prude or not? I don't know. Are you a never nude around your family and friends? Yeah. No, I don't think so. I don't know if that's something that would be encouraged. But it's a piece there. Why wobbly middle-aged mums should never let their daughter see them naked, by Angela Epstein. 51552. You can call us this morning, 1850-715-922. Cathy, good morning.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
How's it all going over there?
Grand, yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, good. What are we talking about?
Well, I heard you talking about people seeing their parents naked.
Yes.
And I just don't think that it's, you know, that's a shameful thing that people should be worried about.
I mean, I think it's an Irish Catholic thing. I can't handle it. Were you from a house of cover-up, or let it all go?
Well, it's kind of half and half. I can see my mother naked a lot. I think my dad sleeps in his clothes. I've never seen him with top off. But no, like, I think it's healthy to be exposed to a real, you know, your parents' bodies. If you can't be used to seeing people you love naked, I don't know why we should, you know, see people in the papers naked and on television. Like,
because they're not our parents.
Yeah, I know.
There might be a girl you kind of think is rather attractive, or a fella you think is very handsome, or whatever it might be.
Yeah, but there's more to the human body than just being, you know, attractive.
Yeah, but you see, we're Irish. We have a total hang-up about the body and the whole thing. We can't handle it. We just can't. We're not the Dutch people who always walk around naked, all of them, all the time.
And they're doing pretty well, though.
They've done all right for themselves for the most part. Yeah, well, I wouldn't be worried about them too much going into the future. But yeah, are you? How old are you, Cathy?
I'm 24.
Okay, so you're not a mum yet or anything like that.
No.
In the event that were, would you be kind of cool about that, just wandering around the house randomly? Hi, kids.
I think so. Like, my people in the gym see me getting changed and stuff, so I don't think I'd be shy around my children. You know, it's.
The gym.
I'm not trying to, you know, impress my children. I think it's just something that people should be used to.
Some people are very comfortable in their skin. Mm-hmm. I've been in the gym, I'd say, about three times in my life, right? And I've always shocked in the changing rooms of a thing by how some guys wander around. You know the way some guys, they love to come out of the shower, and you know that thing with the towel where they place it under themselves and then do that movement, the up down. You know,
yeah.
I'm kind of talking to you, going, "Yeah, did you see the game?" I've seen everything. I don't want to see. This is. I feel that thing. Yeah,
that's a bit too much, I suppose. But
some guys love it, and they're kind of rubbing their bellies, and they're very. And I don't know whether they think they're beautiful, or are they just very in touch with themselves? I mean,
they deserve to love their bodies too, I think. No matter what the belly is like.
Oh. It's not for me, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, obviously, I love you, and I think you're beautiful, and I'd be happy to see you and all that, but I just think at home and all that stuff, I think, nah. But I think you've got a nice liberal attitude to it. I think that's probably no harm.
Yeah, I just think that if we're trying to raise teenage girls to be confident in themselves, we can't have our mothers being ashamed of their bodies.
Yeah, I think that's the point in that paper this morning. The headline being why wobbly middle-aged mums should never let their daughter see them naked. She said.
Oh, that's the Daily Mail, though.
That's the Daily Mail for you. You
thinking expect people are wobbly. Yeah,
I know. Giving them
the
an
words
awful
they
time.
Use.
The words they use. So, what are you doing with yourself? Are you working today? Are you studying? Or what are you?
I'm working. Yeah, I'm actually walking my dog to a meeting. So.
And you bringing the dog to the meeting?
Yeah.
What class of meeting is it?
I'm an illustrator. I'm just it's kind of an informal chat, I suppose.
What do you illustrate?
Tons of things. I don't know. I do things for magazines, and I actually have a book that I've worked on that's launching this Friday. Lots of different things.
What's it called?
The book's called Self Talk. Self Talk. Yeah. The author's called Paul Walsh, and it's kind of like a self-motivational tool, but in a really fun way.
And who
kind
do,
of about
who,
the way you see the world.
Who did you admire in illustration-wise growing up? Who did you like to read or see?
I'm a huge Quentin Blake fan.
Yeah, it's my favourite.
Kids' books, yeah.
Absolute favourite.
And now we have Oliver Jeffers, who's my...
Oh, he's my other favourite. Oh, you're ticking all the right boxes this morning. He just knows how to get inside a child's head.
Exactly, yeah, and that's magical.
I like that. Okay, well, what's your dog's name?
His dog's name is Aiden.
Your dog's name is Aiden?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it suits him. No, we named him after my boyfriend's uncle, who was a vet.
Aiden?
Yeah.
So you say, Aiden, get down off the couch.
Yeah.
Come here, Aiden.
Aiden. People do laugh in the park and stuff, yeah.
Aiden, that's the most peculiar name. I like it, though.
It suits him. You'll have to see him now.
Kathy, you're a quirky clown. I like you very much.
Thanks, Ryan.
Good luck at the meeting, and I look forward to seeing the fruits of your labours sometime. Send in something to us so we can see them.
I will.
I'd like to see something. Okay, Kathy, have a good day. Good luck at the meeting.
Bye, Ryan.
Give Aiden a good rub for us.
I will.
Bye for now.
Bye.
I was talking to somebody yesterday, and we were asking the question, you know when you're having a chat with somebody and a bit of spittle comes out and lands on their leg? You know the bit of spittle lands on their leg? Do you acknowledge it? Do you say sorry? Do you try and wipe it off them? Or, like, what do you do? What do you do with spittle? Maya, I need to know. Do you know when you're talking and they're wearing black and then bang, this thing lands and you're both going, do we look at the spittle? Do we acknowledge the spittle's presence in our world? Or do we keep walking? Because there's a big bit of your mouth landed on their leg and it's not pretty and we're all a bit awkward. What do we do? Do you reach over, rub the leg to de-spittleize the person? Do you say, sorry about that, excuse me, sorry? Or do you pretend it's not there? This is the pressing question this morning. So, Maya, good morning.
Good morning. I haven't seen you in so long.
Yeah, I know. It's delightful. What about the spittle?
I apologise and wipe. A quick wipe.
Of the other person?
Yeah.
So you put your hand on their leg.
But not if it's on their face.
You can't be wiping their face.
No, but you don't fondle their leg. It's a quick, like, you know, you're brushing dust off a child's school
lint,
uniform.
Maybe.
Yeah.
On Dave
Allen's
leg.
Oh, sorry. But if it hits their face and they flinched and you know they felt it hit their face.
Yeah.
And you don't know them very well.
Yeah.
What do you do?
What about
crisps are a big one. People eating crisps always spit on me. And you end up with little bits of masticated cheese and onion on your clothes. Oh. And I don't like that.
I think I'm just trying to think, what do I do if it lands on the leg? Excuse me, or something like that, and keep going. I find it a little bit embarrassing.
But if you don't acknowledge it, then that person is going to go, that tubberty fella.
He's an awful spitter. He's a desperate man.
Mouth like a sprinkler system on. No, apologise, wipe and walk on. Yeah,
I don't think having carrying out a conversation with another human being while eating a packet of potato is a good idea. It really isn't, is it? No one's going to win in that one, are they?
Well, no.
It's just not going to be good.
Sandwiches.
Monster
sandwiches
munch
are, oh.
Might be easier because they're probably less brittle for the spittle.
No, because they adhere to your teeth.
Oh, they do.
They do.
You always end up picking.
There's a chewier element to Monster Munch. So
I'd say they're good for you, are they?
I'd say they're very good
very
for you.
Good for
yeah.
You.
That's your whole day. That's three of your five a day right there.
51552. Maya, it's good to see you.
Nudity.
We're talking about...
I know.
Oh, yeah, nudity.
Every time I come in, you go, look at my lovely notes I have. I'm an armchair psychologist now at this stage. And it's suddenly, hey, you spit on someone, what do you do? Nudity. Okay, let's just get it out of the way. When
Whose
I
voice
was
that?
I think I was 9 or 10, and my best friend at the time...
Yeah.
Her bedroom, the hot press was in her bedroom. You know, the odd extensions in houses and...
Yeah.
She wasn't in the hot press. It wasn't the Harry Potter thing. Her hot press was in the bedroom.
In the bedroom.
And her mum would come in the morning, in her knickers and nothing else. And I found this quite alarming. But at the same time, it's good for kids. I mean, the first time kids see naked bodies will be other kids and their family. And it's good to see a good cross-section, I guess.
Yeah.
But she would come in and my friend, I almost had her name there, would say, Mum! And she'd then turn with her hands on her hips and go, oh, for heaven's sake, I'm sure Maya has seen it all before and she'll have her own soon, won't you, pet?
Oh.
But they... and she had the same thing all the time. And they were enormous boobs that went right down to the top of her knickers.
You remember this really well.
Yes,
I mean, you were nine, you were scarred for life.
It was the first pair of massive boobs and I went, I'm going to have them one day?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
You'd be walking with a hump.
As you can see, I never had those. I never got those particular ones.
In fact, I'd say you never came close.
No.
Text says, I have two boys aged 6 and 9. They see me getting out of the shower all the time. They understand that what happens at home is private. Other than that, there's no issue. We don't flaunt it. It's taken as natural. There's enough anxiety in the world. We shouldn't create more.
Yeah. Well, otherwise, what's going to happen, especially with a generation of young people getting so much information about sex from the interweb? That's not a good thing. So, you know, if you've seen a certain... My family, we weren't hippies. There wasn't weren't people walking around the house naked. But there was a certain amount of... When there was one, you were in a one-bathroom house, getting out of the shower, you'd see a glimpse of something, could be a snigger.
But there was not kind of wandering around swagger.
On holidays, sharing, you know, mobile homes and caravans. But no swaggering.
No swagger. My dad says...
And none of that kind of...
The towel thing.
The towel thing.
Somebody says,
the
I think
kind of hobby horse. What would you call it?
I don't know what you call that towel
does
movement.
Does that not hurt your man bits?
I presume it does, but I think it's... So here's a text that says, the attitude in male changing rooms is a bit of an alpha male thing. I think that there's truth in that. It's
so
a bit like...
It's strutting. It's strutting,
I think
isn't
it's peacockery.
Yeah.
Excuse the expression. My dad would never have been caught in the nips as a text, even by my mother. We used to call him Ken because he had his underpants welded on. I remember Mum ambushing him in the bathroom and he was washing his face and she pulled his pants down.
Oh, that's mean.
What a row they had afterwards. Yeah, that's...
Did he have a nervous breakdown?
He might have had one.
Well, yeah, I heard you say never nude. Was that from Arrested Development? You know the guy in Arrested Development was a never nude?
No, I don't know that is.
Have you ever watched Arrested Development? You would love it.
No, it's Curb Your Enthusiasm I'm kind of on at the moment.
Are you just discovering that?
No, I'm rediscovering it. I watched
so
it.
So good.
But I'm now going to watch it religiously. I'm going
to
watch it.
Well, now you need to move on to Louis C.K., which
I've heard he's great.
Kind of one level down in the gutter. But it's still that Curb Your Enthusiasm level of really awkward moments and really clever observations.
I love the gutter anyway, you know that.
I know you do.
You know I do.
I know you do.
Now, on the subject of nakedness at home, a text says, I came home from the UK on a surprise visit. My dad didn't know I was coming home. Anyway, he was at work the night I came back, but I heard him walk down the hall early in the morning, so I jumped out of my room to surprise him. Yay! But it was me who got the surprise. He was stark naked. I don't know who was more mortified. Yeah, and you can't unsee that, can you? You know, you can't eternal sunshine of a spotless mind, whatever the thing is. You'd love to kind of wipe out bits of your memory sometimes. I know I would. There should be a cut-off age for girls being in men's changing rooms. Yeah. I was in a changing room, says the text, no cubicles, and a man had his 7 or 9 year old daughter and a little boy there. To be honest, I felt really uncomfortable with it. But as a dad, what should the age be? I would have thought there were ways around that, and especially nowadays. But you know, if you're a regular at a swimming pool around the place or anywhere in the country, you'll see that people are just, ah, look, it's fine. Just put on your togs and get the hell in or whatever. And then there are other people thinking, well, it's kind of a public space as well, and it's a men's changing room. Shouldn't kind of be mixing the two up? And everyone's very rightly very sensitive about these issues. So I don't know what the answer is. If you do, 51552. Richard is in Roscommon. He says it on the nakedness. It's not an Irish Catholic thing, which I think it is. It's an English speaking thing. Really? When I lived in Switzerland, I used to delight in bringing English speaking friends, Irish, English, Australian, American, etc., to the sauna, just to see the look on their faces when they realised that everyone was naked. The one thing which united the embarrassed visitors was that they were all from English-speaking countries. Well, I did something I haven't done for many, many years over the summer, which was swimming. I went swimming with my kids, and I haven't done it for years, and I really enjoyed it. But one thing I was struck by in the pool was how couples sometimes get a little bit inappropriately tactile in a swimming pool. You know, you're swimming, you're hanging out with the kids. And then you see a couple, maybe they're on the honeymoon, maybe they're having a fling, but kind of pool porn. You know, that kind of thing? They're kind of up on top of each other and they're kind of writhing around and disappearing. And I just felt that was a bit off. I just kind of go, I'm just trying to have a swim. What are you guys doing? It's like, is somebody filming you? Is this your pool porn sex tape? What's going on there? Just easy. Come on, you go home and do it. Just, that's all. 51552. And, that's... I wish I could read out what you just sent in there, but then that's not that kind of show. It's 8 minutes past 10. I like this one. 10. New swimming pool in Wexford, says a text, has unisex dressing rooms with cubicles. Solves the problem of dads bringing daughters or mums bringing sons. Aside from that, we must be the uptight nation, the most uptight nation about nudity. What is the big deal? Yeah, I think we're kind of indoctrinated from birth about bodies and nudity, to be honest with you. I had a friend, says the text, who could handle any awkward situation, and she did exactly what Maya said. Acknowledge the spittle. Quick wipe, giggle, apologise and continue. And that is what I do ever since. Another says, I was in a dressing room and a woman was literally parading around the dressing room and I hadn't even got a good body. Oh my God, the crime of that. And then she decides to dry her private parts with two hairdryers. Yay! That's, well, they are hairdryers. Anyway, that was a few years ago, and the image is still vividly there. Yeah, that's somebody who has their own little bit of Vietnam in their head, and every now and again they see a hairdryer or something and they just go, no, I've just gone back there. Joan says that someone once said that parents of adult kids should get up in the morning and walk around naked and the kids would be gone by lunchtime. Our three adult children all live in Australia. Well, maybe there's a reason they all live in Australia. No, no, of course not. But P.S., they didn't leave for that reason. Yeah, Joan, come on, that P.S. came in a bit too late now for me, if you ask me. A couple of weeks ago, says Muriel, I brought my 11-year-old daughter and pal swimming. And this couple in their 20s were doing the old riding around. Oh, I was thinking, God, you said that. Riding around on each other's backs, which is a sentence worth finishing. And very strange, they were doing very strange things to each other under the water. And this is the pool porn thing I was saying, talking about a little earlier on. But anyway, they didn't actually do anything at all, or any swimming at all. It was very embarrassing. I eyeballed them a couple of times. They just grinned back as if to say, you're just jealous. They were rough play and all that, but that's jumping is banned in swimming pools, and so should this carry on be. It's just yuck, get a room. I'm with you on that one. What's all this fire broadband stuff? I was joking. Did I not say the last thing in the whole world I want to talk about is broadband? It took us 2 months for us to get fibre broadband. Tracy said, yes, I changed to fibre broadband. It's rubbish, should have stayed with Sky. Fibre's like being back to dial up. I should I care? I mean, is this the thing? If it is. I once did a hand massage course, says Avril, when I lived in London, and we had one woman who insisted in taking all her clothes off each week, even though it was only the hands and the arms. I have never seen so many adults uncomfortable. She was so comfortable and relaxed in her own skin.